USA Radio News with Rick Vincent.
Taking the stage at CPAC today, President Donald Trump told a group of conservatives he's working to get better trade deals.
But we're renegotiating right now horrible trade deals that we're cracking down, and we are really doing the number, cracking down on countries that cheat and standing up for the American worker for the first time in many, many decades.
Trump telling the conservatives we have people in Congress that hate our country. At the same time, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders kicked off his Democratic presidential rally in Brooklyn.
We are going to transform this country and finally create an economy and a government which works for all of us, not just the 1%.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
Ask yourself, if you built a van for your business, where would you start? At the beginning, of course. With the people who invented the work van over 100 years ago, Mercedes-Benz. You give your new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter advanced technology and safety to keep you connected and protected. You'd make it available in diesel and gas, and there would be thousands of configurations and upfits to choose from. You build it right here in the USA, because your one-of-a-kind business deserves nothing less than a van that's built for you. Introducing the all-new Mercedes-Benz Sprinter, the safest, most innovative Sprinter yet, starting at just $33,790. Built for you, the all-new Sprinter, built in the USA. Mercedes-Benz, vans, born to run.
MSRP excludes all options, taxes, title, registration, transportation charge, and dealer prep fee. Options, model availability, and actual dealer price may vary. See dealer for details about costs and terms. Equipment described as optional. 2019 Mercedes-Benz Sprinter available soon.
National Rifle Association CEO Wayne LaPierre spoke at the Conservative Political Action Conference in Maryland prior to the president taking the stage. During his speech, LaPierre had some harsh words for New York's Democratic Governor Andrew Cuomo.
New York Governor Andrew Cuomo hates the NRA. He hates the freedoms for which we stand.
LaPierre also told the crowd the NRA has grown to almost 5.5 million members, the most in their history. A tentative deal has been reached to end the public teachers' strike in Oakland, California. Oakland Education Association President Keith Brown says it's an important victory for students and teachers.
We have increases in student support, lower caseloads for special education teachers and counselors, more counselors, psychologists, support for newcomer students, and bonuses to help nurse recruitment.
The deal includes an 11% pay raise and a one-time 3% bonus. This is USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
A crash test dummy is heading to the International Space Station. More from USA's Wendy King.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition, liftoff.
SpaceX is getting ready to fly humans for the first time. The company's new Crew Dragon capsule has had a successful launch from Cape Canaveral. This test flight is a prelude to being able to fly NASA astronauts to the International Space Station, hopefully this summer. I'm Wendy King for USA Radio News.
The chairman of the House Oversight Committee issued a warning Friday to the White House counsel demanding that the White House turn over documents and comply with interviews related to how the White House handled security clearances of some of the president's closest advisors. The New York Times reported Thursday that the president personally intervened to secure his son-in-law, Jared Kushner, a security clearance, despite concerns from career officials. Senator Richard Blumenthal told CNN changes are needed to be made on how clearances are issued.
6-8 months ago, asking first that his security clearance be reviewed. Then I wrote with colleagues asking that it be suspended because of his conversations with Russian agents, his secret conversations with Sergei Kislyak, the Russian ambassador, his effort to establish a back channel to Russia, and his conversations with a Russian banker, Sergei Gorkov.
The president had previously denied he personally intervened. For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent.